can't imagine any money manager or investor not having read multiple editions of it.
I just don't know anyone that has seen this movie and didn't say, wow, that was great.
Number one financial related movie of all time.
Usually I ask you, what did we learn today? But I'm going to tell you what I learned. You need a lot more entertainment in your life. Good day and welcome to a special episode of The Bash. Welcome to The Bash, where we bring the analyst and player to the table to discuss relevant financial and investment topics. We're going to have 60 seconds to discuss each topic, and today we're going to focus on our favorite entertainment-based investment topics. But before we get started, and we're speaking of favorites, I'm going to turn it over to you, Scott. I consider you a foodie. If you could have one meal, what is your favorite meal right now?
Unfair to make me choose one, so I'm not going to choose one. I don't get pigeonholed. However, we are now in melon season, so cantaloupes are very ripe right now. Farmer's Market in Ardmore, the greatest fruit in the world. I'd strongly recommend the cantaloupe, the honeydew, the sugar bee apples. I'm there weekly. So fruit, and then I'm going to go with pizza from the Greenhouse in Margate, New Jersey. Best pizza in the world. All right, I'll stop right there, but I could keep going.
Scott asked me what mine is. Oh, it's simple. A great slice of pizza. All right, we're going to move on, and we're going to start with something Scott also loves, which is reading books. So, Scott, I'm going to turn to you and ask, what is your favorite investment book?
Again, I don't get pigeonholed into one. My favorite investment book would be obviously, The Intelligent Investor, Benjamin Graham. I would call it the Encyclopedia of Fundamental Value Investing. I can't imagine any money manager or investor not having read multiple editions of it. It's obviously revised. It's time-tested. So clearly, The Intelligent Investor, there is no other book.
There is no other explanation.
So whatever you have to say doesn't count. But my second book would be The Alchemist. That's a book that every human being on the face of the planet should read. And again, been around for decades and just time tested. So The Alchemist is my greatest book of all time. And The Intelligent Investor is a book I couldn't imagine any money manager not having read.
Scott, seems like some of the questions are hard because I'm asking for one thing, but we'll take those books. I know you like to break my stones about reading, but I'm going to go with what I love to do, keep things simple. And my favorite book is Just Keep Buying. The hardest part about this book right here is saying the author's name. I think it's Nick Maggiulli. Maggiulli, doesn't matter. This book is right to the point. It is Just Keep Buying. And it's about data. It's taking emotion out of investing and just looking at the history of data of the stock market. And this is what we preach all the time when we're with clients in meetings. I even use this book in meetings. I'm going to give you a couple key takeaways that I use with clients and I got from this book. The value compounding your money, the value of dollar cost averaging, also understanding the value that numbers do not lie. This book I recommend not only for an investor that's just starting out or even a seasoned investor where they can take a step back and just go back to the principles of investing. This book I highly recommend really to anyone that's interested in learning more about the market.
Just Keep Buying.
I agree. Just Keep Buying is a phenomenal book. And one of the things I would point out about you, Matt, is whenever I come into the office, there's often a podcast that's on. And while I know I love to read books, I know you love to listen to podcasts. What is your favorite?
This is a really tough one, Scott. I'm going to stick with the Barron Streetwide podcast. It comes on weekly. Jack Howe, he is the one who runs this podcast. I really respect him.
Democrats or Republicans who win, you know, pulling us back now to a more reasonable level of deficit is going to be really difficult.
Hello and welcome to the Barron's Streetwise podcast. I'm Jack Howe.
And he also writes for Barron's, but what do I like about this podcast? First of all, it's got humor.
I like jokes.
So we're talking about investing. Surprising, they make fun of themselves, they keep it light, but he brings on tremendous guests. CEOs, analysts, big-time investors. And even when things get complicated, things that analysts really understand, but then you come to an investors like me, Jack will take a step back and he'll break it down for you. So you get great advice. You get a great understanding of what's going on in the market, and you also hear about things that are happening in the future, and he brings it down to a level that's real easy. And once again, keeping things simple, that's things I love. That's what this podcast brings to the table. Highly recommend it. Comes on weekly. Scott, what about you?
Matt, I'm not big on podcasts like you, but every week I do listen to The Compound and Friends. That is led by Josh Brown from Ritholtz Wealth Management, along with Michael Batnick, who is as well a CFA charter holder.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Compound and Friends. I'm here with George Kurtz for a Live from the Compound discussion.
They're actually talking about the most relevant financial topics of the week. They're entertaining, they're informative, they're extremely smart, they know what they're doing. They talk markets.
See, that sounds smart.
Whether we're dealing with technical analysis in the charts or whether they're dealing with fundamental analysis with specific companies that may have reported some big news over the course of the week, the reality is I get to listen to them for 60 minutes every week debate what is relevant and happening in the financial markets at that time.
Scott, I do like that podcast as well, so I'm definitely going to second that. Now, you love reading books. You know I love movies, but we are going to talk about movies, and I know you've seen some investment movies. Which one is your favorite?
Well, there's not even a question, yet another question that you're providing me that I would consider a layup. Wall Street, that is the number one financial-related movie of all time, second to none. Michael Douglas was phenomenal, has one of the time-tested quotes of all time, where greed, for a lack of better word, is good.
The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
Greed is right. Greed works. This movie is amazing. I couldn't imagine anyone from any walk of life not being entertained from watching that Wall Street. That's my thoughts. What are yours?
Well, you did say the word Wall Street, which I like, but mine is The Wolf of Wall Street. And this is about entertainment. And I can't think of a movie that's more entertaining than The Wolf of Wall Street. This movie has iconic scenes.
Come on. With a common denominator.
It is hilarious. It is over the top. The acting is superb. It's also insane, the movie. And it also, and I'm going to give a lesson here, makes advisors, not just salespeople, but like monsters. So if you want to take a lesson from this movie, this is what you should not do if you're an advisor. It gives advisors a bad rap, but the movie is great. And selling is all about this. And obviously everything we're doing in life involves, in some respects, selling. But you got to be trusted as an advisor. Obviously, that's not the case in this movie.
To share the idea with you, you got a minute? Really name of the company, Aerotyne International. It is a cutting-edge, high-tech firm out of the Midwest awaiting imminent patent approval on a next generation of radar detectors that have both huge military and civilian applications.
You're just watching it for entertainment purposes, and I just don't know anyone that has seen this movie and didn't say, wow, that was great. That's my thought, Scott.
Matthew, while I'm reading and following the news, you're watching shows. What is your favorite financial-related show?
Scott, you were right. I am watching TV, usually sports and other things in investment-related, but I have to have entertainment, especially with the wife, and Succession. It's that simple. Now, this may be a stretch when it comes to investing, but this is one of the best shows of all time. The acting, once again, humor. And it is about a public company, and the Roys run a public company, and you look at all of the scenarios and situations they run into that affect the company, the value of the company, the stock. So it does involve investment-related situations. But that show, just acting from top to bottom, I feel like there's a void in my life missing that show is still not on, and highly recommend watching the show Succession. It is tremendous. So Scott, I'm going to go with Succession as my show. How about you?
Fictional show. I'm on the other end of the universe. My favorite show is Squawk Box. Every morning, I get to wake up and watch Joe and Becky and Andrew debate the hottest financial topics of the day, talk about what's going to move the markets every single day, really provide a full analysis on what I'm going to be working on every single day. So yeah, every single morning, come 6 a.m., Squawk Box is on in my office or in my house, and I get to watch those three debate. Sometimes it gets a little heated.
So, Mike, were you just willing to go along with it before Thursday, or?
No, Joe, I have been.
Okay, you haven't wanted him for a while, but you've been giving money to him.
But other times it's absolutely hilarious listening to them go back and forth on the most relevant topics of what we're working on every single day.
Usually I ask you, what did we learn today? But I'm going to tell you what I learned. You need a lot more entertainment in your life. You need a lot more humor in your life, because all I was thinking was boring, boring, boring.
Go take your boring sleep-making ick somewhere else.
I heard all four things, but
it's fine.
At least we agree that we love baseball and we like pizza, it sounds like. Anything else you learned from our favorites episode today?
I know that probably capturing your attention with fictional nonsense is pretty easy.
Well, it may be fictional, but it was, you know, satire was related to a lot of things that are happening. So come on now, give me some credit here. And I think Wolf of Wall Street had some, you know, real things that had happened in the past. They just blew it up a little bit. So yeah, thank you. So Scott, listen, I don't know what the investors learned, but we got a lot accomplished on our end today. And as we always say, don't forget to stay focused, stay disciplined, and stay tuned for the next episode of The Bash.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee for future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. No strategy assures success or protects against loss. The economic forecasts set forth in this material may not develop as predicted, and there can be no guarantee that strategies promoted will be successful. This information is not intended to be a substitute for specific individualized tax or legal advice. We suggest that you discuss your specific situation with a qualified tax or legal advisor.